Welcome to the show. My name is John McKinstry, and this is WorkWords. This is a podcast where I share some poems that I've written about the world of work and life in the office in particular. Now, the season is nearly upon us as I record this, and Christmas presents a fairly obvious theme for this episode, which I'm kind of going to do. Hope you can forgive me. This is a rather downbeat poem for this episode and for this time of year. But in my defence, let's remember, not everybody celebrates or even particularly likes this season. So brace yourself if you expected festive jollity, as I'm afraid that isn't going to happen. My theme for this episode is regret. To set the scene, and in the great tradition of Charles Dickens, let's start by considering office Christmases of the past. It is a time of year that most companies and organisations do acknowledge. There are holidays to take, and as one ex-manager of my acquaintance once put it, it's a time of year when people are more inclined to be nice to everybody around them. What's been your best Christmas at work memory? Maybe it was the run-up to Christmas. Maybe it was a really, really good team lunch. Maybe it was a secret Santa that just got everybody laughing with some crazy, silly gifts. Or maybe it's just a nice comment or a happy conversation with a colleague or a customer. And you've considered the best Christmases that you've had in the office. Let's look at the other side. What have been the worst Christmas experiences that you've had in the office or in the workplace? I've spoken with people who told me their own festive horror stories of life in the office or the call centre. Some of these I'm going to share now as examples. I've obviously changed the details slightly to make the people in question unrecognisable. One illustration that I was given was a manager, a team leader who worked in a call centre. Relations were damaged between her and her team on one particular day in the run-up to Christmas when the staff were, to be fair, not all of them, just one or two, wanted to take time off the phones to go and decorate the area that they work within, which is not unreasonable until you realise that the team was short-staffed and the calls were coming flooding through. The manager stuck to her guns and said, no, let's wait for a break in the calls. And relations were damaged because two or three in this team wanted to simply come off the phones and do what they wanted to do instead of their job. Other examples I've been given over the years have included people that effectively said things that they didn't mean, or they were trying to inject some hilarity into the working environment and it fell flat, or something happened when they were trying to be funny and it didn't work. One manager I know lost her temper with her team who were not treating work as seriously as they perhaps should have been just because it was Christmas. There were harsh words on both sides, and again, relationships between them were damaged. Other people have told me stories about simply coming into work, being around their team, but not really talking to them too much because they were lonely. And even though they were around other people, they kind of withdrew. Several people in and out of work have mentioned stories about just feeling alone, or even worse, feeling alone in a crowd at this time of year. The very worst example has to be a manager who I spoke with who talked about redundancy notices being issued on Christmas Eve. Now, a lot of people feel the rules are different at Christmas. They're not. A lot of situations become sour because of that misunderstanding. And that's what leads me to the theme of regret, and also to the poem for this episode. This is called Sitting on the Stairs Alone. The rules are always a little different at Christmas. All the man's work colleagues told him so. He has their words in his head as he hears the cheesy music blaring out from the room behind him. Giggles and guffaws from within. He barely registers it, sitting there on the stairs alone. New shirt with a tear in the arm and a little blood on it. Empty, sick feeling in his gut. He isn't going to cry though, or at least not here, or right now. too drunk for all to really register. It had been such a great night till we all got to this club. Even though he knows he blotted his copybook more than once at the meal, that joke that his boss frowned at. It would have gone down well amongst the man's friends outside of work. Anyway, it's a party, celebration, and it's Christmas. And the rules are always a little different at Christmas. All his work friends told him so. Which was why he kept going, kept talking, kept drinking. The doors behind him open, and one of the women at his table at the meal walks out. She sees him sitting there, sitting on the stairs, alone. For a second, he's sure she'll come over and talk to him. But the look she gives him is the one she gives him in the office, the one he earns when he acts the clown or the big man there. His head droops, and he hears her stilettos click-clack as she walks away. He told him how daring he was earlier with his dance steps, and then his calling out of the manager of another team who was also here. But then she probably thought he was kidding. Just a joke, just a little festive humour. Surely a little give and take was allowed at a party. After all, it was Christmas, and the rules are always a little different at Christmas. All his work friends, the ones who were egging him on, had told him so. And he'd been too drunk to hold back his words. Then, too drunk to refrain from using his fists. When his fist broke bones and the other man fell, he'd honestly turned to his work colleagues expecting cheers, not the dreadful silence that followed. The silence that had continued while his boss walked him physically out of the room and led him outside, sat him down here on the stairs. She didn't talk with him in her party voice, but in her manager voice. She didn't speak for long, promised to confirm all of the details in a letter, then left him there, sitting on the stairs, alone. He isn't going to cry though, or at least not here, or right now. Okay, let me follow up on that poem with a few thoughts. To err is human is indeed a thing. And most of us are, if we're honest, capable of daft, even self-destructive behaviours. Behaviours that are damaging to our careers if or when we think the rules have somehow been suspended. Ask an experienced HR professional if they've ever experienced issues with nights out, particularly Christmas nights out, and you may hear a few war stories from them. The truth is, whether we like to admit it or not, if it's a work lunch or a work night out, it's still a work event. The rules aren't different. The rules haven't been changed. But you could, when your guard is down, and especially when alcohol is involved, manage to destroy all the relationships you've built up in one terrible faux pas. Put yourself in the shoes of this episode's Holmes main character, just for a moment. Could something like that happen to you over Christmas, at a Christmas lunch, at a Christmas party? Is it something that could happen? If so, could you handle the regret that your actions or words could bring? As we get older, it's likely that we'll all earn a few things over the years to regret. Things we regret having said, things we regret having done. Maybe, especially at Christmas, there should be a regret management principle. So enjoy yourself, spread good cheer, but be smart, be career savvy enough to avoid regret. Hope you've enjoyed the poem for today, downbeat though it is. The podcast is going to take a brief hiatus, but I will be back again in the new year with more poems about life in the office and the call centre. Until then, Merry Christmas and take care. You can subscribe to the show on your podcast provider of choice. Our music was The Long View by Purple Planet Music, and art was by Miss Puddle Duck. The ebook, Work Words, is now available to purchase on Amazon.